We've got Bob in Reno, Nevada, west of the Rockies. Hey, Bob, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure,
it's an honor to get to talk to you. But I wanted to relate a story, and probably should have called in while David was there. But in 1971, October 6th, and the reason I remember the date was I was the opening day of deer hunting season, and I was out hunting, and it also happened to be my late father's birthday. But I found I was up in Oregon. It's kind of funny, a lot of stories from Oregon tonight.
I was
up by Mount Bachelor deer hunting. It was really, really early in the morning. It was pretty cool out, you know. And I found this fallen tree, this log that was kind of up against a big boulder. And I thought, this would be a good spot to pull up here and sit and look around, you know. And so I was sitting on this log, and I'm probably, my head and shoulders are probably 6 to 7 feet above the ground up on this log. And I'm sitting here just looking down through this clearing, and all of a sudden I feel this warm breath on the back of my neck. And I was, you've heard the expression scared stiff. Well, I was. I was frozen. I couldn't move. And it was cold enough I could see my breath, and then I could see coming like around both sides of the back of my head, breath of something behind me.
So you knew there was something there.
I could hear it breathing.
Yeah.
And it was, I could almost hear like a very faint, low, gruntly sound in the breathing.
Oh.
And I mean, I couldn't move. I tried. I could not move. And I mean, I've got a rifle in my hand too, so I've got some protection, but I couldn't move. And it probably stood there for, it seemed like hours, but it's probably like maybe 30, 45 seconds. And I kept thinking, well, I think this is it. I'm going to die. Whatever this is going to kill me.
Why didn't you turn around? Were you that frozen?
I was that frozen in fear.
My God.
I could not. I mean, I tried to move. I could not move.
You must have been shaking in your boots.
Well, you know, I wasn't shaking. I was actually thinking that how am I going to get? Because I mean, I knew it had to be right on the back of my neck, breathing that close.
So
to me.
Yeah, that would have had to been like an inch to 2 inches away from you, max.
Yeah,
right.
And like I said, my neck and shoulders is probably 6 to 7 feet above the ground.
By the way, you must have been sitting on a big log, or you're a pretty tall guy.
No, I was sitting on a big log.
All right.
The log was actually, I could actually almost walk under the log, just bend over a little bit from the ground to the log where it fall across this rock.
Sure.
So I stood there, and then I could sense or feel that whatever it was moving away from me. And I thought, okay, well, it didn't kill me. And then I heard some brush behind me move. So I turned real quick because I had to see what it was. And I didn't get a real good look at what it was because it headed in as what they call the manzanita brush. It was really thick. But I did see that it was hairy or furry, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, I can only see like little tiny sections of it.
If it happened to be a bear, Bob, wouldn't a bear have taken a swipe at you or something?
I'm sure it would have, and I don't know that there's no bear that big up there in the Cascades. There's a little black bear up there. That's about it. I mean, it's, even standing up on his hind legs wouldn't be that tall.
What about an odor? Anything like that?
Well, you know what? It smelled, and I was going to say that, it was like the breath was so rancid. It was so foul that it almost made me sick. But when it went into the brush, it wasn't moving super fast, but it was moving pretty fast. But it looked like I could see just the top of the head or something. And at first I thought, well, it's not a deer, it's too big. It could be an elk, you know, from behind. But it looked like the crown of the shape of a head, a human head.
Was somewhat
at the top of the manzanita.
Somewhat pointed?
Yeah, well, somewhat. I'm not really pointed though. Just maybe a little bit of a crown.
But the entire back of the body furry, you think?
Oh yeah. The whole thing was hairy, but I couldn't see below, like I would say maybe like a waistline or something. I couldn't see below that. But I could just see like a hairy light brown back.
Was it running away, or was it just kind of lumbering away?
Well, kind of trotting. Well, jogging, like trotting.
Yeah.
Just not real fast, just like wanted to check me out, and then was done checking me out and left.
Without hurting you?
Go ahead.
Without hurting you?
Yeah. And I kept thinking to myself after that for a long time. And you know, I've told very few people about this. You're one of the few. I was just, you know, and like David was saying, I thought everybody would think I was crazy, you know. But, and I think back and say, I had barely heard about any Bigfoot before, prior to that. So it was kind of a new thing, and I thought, do you think, I was thinking to myself, was it possible that could have been? And being in the Northwest, I know that's where they get a lot of reports from.
You get a lot of reports up that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think, but I have never been that scared in my life.
God, you were lucky, but at the same time, it tells you something. If this was a Sasquatch, it tells you something about how docile these creatures are to human beings.
I've heard that they're not after hurting any humans or anything. It's almost like it was almost felt like he wanted a confrontation, but not a violent one.
Right. I mean, he could have torn you apart if he wanted to.
Yeah, and especially being it had to be 6.5-7 foot tall.
And off it went, and that was it.
And but it was a lot of pine needles and stuff on the ground, so there was no footprints.
Ah, okay. So it cushioned him. And did you hear him walk away?
I didn't hear. What I heard was brush rustling behind me.
Yeah,
and the breath, the stench of the breath, and the hot breath on my back of my neck had disappeared. So I knew he was
leaving.
Whatever it was retreating. Right.
Yeah, that's a great.
But I'll tell you what, that was just amazing. And
as you look back now, Bob, what do you think it was?
Well, I honestly think it probably was a Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Because I don't believe a deer or an elk would stand behind you like that and sniff you. I mean, you know, that's their senses, their scent, their sniff, their smell.
Nowadays with smartphones, you could have said, hey, just stand right there. I'm going to take a quick picture. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I just, you know, like I said, I should have called in when David was there. But I thought, you know, like I said, I've told very few people, and I thought, well, George is the one to tell.
That's a great story. Thanks, Bob.